pastry specialist, Joan Lincoln in the house.
Joan Lincoln in the house.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Well, get all those sparkly things out of your closet.
Why?
Okay.
Well, it's the holiday season.
Oh, use them. It's I thought we were taking them out.
It's the gift-giving season, but guess what else? It's time to clear out your closets from all your sparkly formal and prom dresses.
Okay.
It is prom dress drive season for the fairy godmothers of Rochester.
Right.
Yep. We're launching it on Saturday, and we want everybody to drop off their prom dresses at Panache. We're going to do it Saturday, 10 to 3. Bring them in hanging on a hanger and, you know, move them on to those girls who just can't wait to be Cinderella.
I love the Fairy Godmothers of Rochester. What
this
great
has been going on for a long time. How long have you been doing this with them, Jen?
Well, gosh, I mean, my, you know, Panache has been open for 14 years, so all of those.
All right, and then before that, you were doing it too, right?
Somehow, some way, and I, you know, it's just been a great organization to work with. And they have moved their inventory from location to location to location. And now it's in a, you know, resting at Marketplace Mall. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So they will, I'll have more information about when the dresses open up for the girls in the high schools for prom. But the launch of the prom dress drive, at least, you know, for Saturday, is 10 to 3. There are other locations in Rochester that collect dresses. Kittleberger's is one of them. And, of course, Panache. But stay tuned for other locations because it's a great program.
Yeah, and it helps kids who obviously can't afford prom dresses.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be, you know, they have to be approved through the guidance office and all of that. But the Fairy Godmothers of Rochester are back in full force. And get those dresses out of your closets.